As of October 1st of next year, the renminbi, literally translated as the people's currency, will become the fifth currency in the SDR basket, alongside the US dollar, the euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound. Hong Hao, chief strategist at BOCOM International Holdings, says the yuan's inclusion in the exclusive currency club isn't likely to have an immediate impact on the value of the renminbi or its use as an international reserve currency.
We're probably going to get some central bank buying of the Chinese yuan and also some of the Chinese government bonds after the inclusion. And so those benefits would come as time goes by.
The renminbi will make up just under 11% of the weighting of the IMF's special drawing rights basket when it's finally included. The value of the US dollar will account for just under 42% of the SDR value, while the euro will make up around 31%. The yen and the British pound will make up the rest, each with just over 8% of the SDR's weighted value. Till Engelhardt with the Bank of China's Frankfurt branch says the nearly 11% weighting of the renminbi will make it more preferred by central banks and investment organizations in their investment portfolios.
It becomes also more secure for the central banks to work, for the economies of the central banks, which are also EWF member. So as soon as they trade with China, and they're doing this trade also, for example, in renminbi, there might be also maybe a balance of payments need to cover. And as the EWF members have the right, actually, every time to get the renminbi from the Chinese central banks in due to the amount of they're holding the SDRs with, they have also the security to trade in renminbi.
The Chinese government has been touting the inclusion of the renminbi into the SDR basket as a milestone in its push to make the Chinese currency more international. Economist Wang Dan with the Economist Intelligence Unit says the tangible benefits to the renminbi being added to the SDR will be limited.
Joining the SDR, the special drawing rights, is actually more symbolic than substantial. It's going to gain recognition from the global market that the IMF recognizes it as an international reserve, a currency.
Many observers say it's the market itself, rather than the renminbi's addition to the SDR basket, will determine whether or not the yuan will become a major global reserve currency. Not every currency included in the SDR basket becomes a major reserve currency. The Japanese yen is included in the SDR weighting because of the strength of the Japanese economy. However, central banks don't use the yen as a reserve currency because of its vulnerability to fluctuations in value. Observers are suggesting a further opening up of the Chinese financial markets, as well as increasing market transparency, will be needed to convince central banks around the world that the Chinese currency is a good bet. The SDR is an international reserve asset created by the IMF in 1969 to supplement its member countries' official reserves. The inclusion of the RMB is the first significant shift in the SDR basket composition since 1980, when the basket size was reduced from 16 down to 5 currencies. The basket then shrunk down to 4 currencies in 1999, when the German Deutsche Mark and the French franc disappeared and became the euro. For CRI, this is Luo Wen.